There were a few considerations incorporated in the 2021 plan, more as far as applying these, not so much as the process of listing them. Although the seawater desal, like I said, that was completely pulled off the table just based on cost considerations. So, and then in 2021, brackish groundwater was not considered as one of the strategies because that was part of the MAG, which is different this round. And so we expect to include brackish groundwater considerations in the list of potentially feasible strategies, unless we hear strong feelings otherwise.
Mainly because it is now looked at as a separate portion of water, amount of water.
Correct.
Okay. Brackish groundwater.
Yep.
Just make sure I understand. You're saying we're going to remove the seawater desal because it was financially not feasible? That's what you're saying?
I wanted to make sure that you guys knew that that's what happened in 2021. But by guidance, we have to have it in the potentially infeasible list. So we are going to add it back into the list, probably not select it for any of the unmet needs, because I can't imagine we'd be in a situation where it would be the most cost effective, but we will add it
for back. Region G.
Correct.
So
yes, certainly don't want to suggest that.
It's the difference between the regional planning group is required to consider it.
Right.
Last time they considered it and said it's not feasible. And we're just, Heather is making that note that, you know, we are required to consider it. It's going to be on the list,
right,
and then we will say whatever the planning group's opinion.
But they need a they're looking for y'all's guidance one way or the other to make a recommendation.
Yeah,
I don't
think it's feasible for region G. It may be for somebody on the coast. Now, when seawater rises, region G may be on the coast. We'll take it up at that time.
Okay, so those two.
Good point.
We would put you on the same recommended.
For the remainder of this discussion, we're sharing information at this point, and we don't necessarily have to have action today.
Okay.
Heather's going through kind of the considerations of the potentially feasible strategies from last go around. This is your first look on the actual list. And then she's going to talk about the scope of work that kind of manifests out of that list. Those two items, this is kind of your first view of these today. And in January, these two items will be what we're looking for recommendations at the January meeting.
So if anybody sees something that gives them heartburn today, or you know, they love it, or whatever sort of considerations that we can have now moving forward, great. Also, you know, you guys can think about it and come back when we buy that in January. So in applying the ASR as a feasible strategy in the 2021 plan, they set a threshold, you know, of quote unquote significant water needs over 10,000 acre feet per year is when it was assessed as, you know, a possible strategy. But also, I love these. Also, it was looked at some other times. And not considered a potential strategy for county aggregated WUGs unless a specific project sponsor requested. And so, as of right now, we can't see why that would be, why we would do that any differently. It seems like a good enough screening, but, you know, we may get in it and decide that you know, that threshold should be changed, or we should look at it for most of Brazos G. Just wanted to highlight that that's something that was done last time that we are, as of right now, proceeding with. And I did want to ask if it's okay, you know, to hear thoughts on whether or not you guys are good including aquifer recharge with aquifer storage and recovery in a collective strategy, or if you want to keep aquifer recharge separate from that. And so I can also give you what I think the delineating line is, which is aquifer storage and recovery actually incorporates wells that pump water into an aquifer, as opposed to what would, in my head, is more like a detention basin, something that's on the surface of the ground over a recharge zone, and is able to replenish some of those groundwater resources through a recharge zone infiltration rather than actually pumping it through. Do we want to consider that a collective, you know, aquifer storage improvements in storage, or do we want to separate the two?
My first blush is I like to see both of them.
Okay.
Because if you just use one, it could cover up the two actions.
Agreed. Okay.
How about the group? Is that okay with everybody else?
I would agree as well. This is Dirk.
Good, Dirk.
I agree, and this is Lucy.
May I ask one question associated with that? This kinds of discussion, is this also discussed with the groundwater committee? Do they come to some conclusions that feed into this?
Tony's been the liaison between the two, so I know that they have brought it up, but kind of left it to the scope of work committee, if I understand correctly, Tony.
That's right. We've left to the scope of work committee, but as we bring this up to the groundwater committee, if there are opinions to be brought forward on strategies related to this, or really anything with groundwater, it is up to the purview of that committee, absolutely. And we would communicate back and forth between the two.
Thank you.
What are the comments?
Dirk, the groundwater committee was aware of all of this, but because this would be considered a strategy, it falls more over here, but they are aware and are watching.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Wayne.
And the public comment from, I've forgotten the guy's name, I remember he's from Temple, specifically regarding the aquifer recharge is relatively new. I don't know if the groundwater group has seen or heard from that, but we'll verify that they're okay separating it, but I assume that they would be.
Okay. The comments, so I think that gives you the direction on how that's put down on paper. Any other?
So, yeah, I've got to update this. Instead of emergency transfers, that's supposed to be drought management. The 2021 plan, they decided not to use drought management as a potential strategy. Because that was not a new source, is how they did that. Now, they included it in the list of strategies and evaluated it, but decided that that was not something that they wanted to move forward with.
That's another case where required to consider it. This planning group for the 21 cycle said that drought management doesn't represent a new source of water supply during drought conditions. That's more managing your demand. And so that was the finding last go around. We're seeking input here. We'll have a recommendation in January, but we're seeking input here if that's the general consensus that remains from the 21 cycle.
I agree with that.
And that falls under water conservation?
That's my bad. It says emergency transfers, and I meant drought management. That's the top.
Oh, okay.
I apologize for that.
Right. Any other comments on that? So we'll proceed as recommended.
Okay. And then water conservation. In the strategies are kind of, you know, they are grouped conservation, you know, municipal, non-municipal. Though actually in 2021 it wasn't just non-municipal. It was municipal and then industrial and irrigation. Or the three specifically, and then there can also be specific WUGs that have specific goals under that. And so that was the case for water conservation. And there's another, I'll think of it in a minute, but specifically to water conservation, that's how they were divided out. This will make sense when I show you the list. But this is just a repetition of the criteria I mentioned previously, that these are, you know, we're required to use these criteria. These are what we will apply and make sure that each of the strategies are considered with respect to these elements. And then, so getting to this list, we reviewed all the strategies evaluated in the previous plan. The initial list is 121 potentially feasible strategies. That includes all of the strategies that were previously not moved forward. And I need a better term for that. But as I mentioned, a lot of times those assumptions, you need to relook at them and make sure that they're the same. You should not move forward, or maybe they've changed and this actually is something that you could think of again. We've got the six required categories that we're going to have to add back in, but also probably then say they're not the best for this particular region. The dollars that I'm about to show you are in 2021 dollars. We have not updated those yet, so I did want to mention that. And then an X in this table means that it was evaluated in the identified regional plan versus recommended as a strategy for use in meeting an unmet need versus an alternative strategy. So mentioned conservation and divided into municipal or industrial irrigation. And then they also divided further into some more, they called it advanced, but you know, getting the GPCD even further reduced from 140. There are some WUGs where that fits the bill, and then drought management. And if I recall correctly, that unmet needs is no longer on the table for this plan, or is that still something that we can do? We just have to have good justification. Okay. So still a possibility. These are all of the new reservoirs that have ever been suggested within the regional planning. A lot of them have been marked out because, you know, for one reason or another, they, you know, somebody chose not to move forward. But again, we'll gut check them and make sure that that's the case, that we need don't need to consider them again. New groundwater supplies, these are kind of grouped pretty generically by aquifer, various entities. The only specific one is that Williamson County groundwater south option, which has a specific cost to it, but the rest of them are just, you know, various strategies within each of the aquifers. Conjunctive use, I apologize, that heading got cut off of that top group, but that is the conjunctive use category. Utilizing potential unallocated supply, and then the reservoir specific conjunctive use with groundwater. The ASR that has been discussed to date, and then we'll add in a category that's off recharge, specific to the public comment that we've gotten for sure. Wastewater reuse, we've got some, you know, reuse supply, various projects in addition to some very specific projects for those or strategies for specific WUGs. And then regional projects. Now that Belton to Lake Stillhouse is moving forward right now. We'll check through all of those, make sure that they're still reasonable. And then, like you can see, some of these, like Lake Whitney Water Supply Project, that was evaluated but not recommended in 2021. Are those assumptions still appropriate? And then augmentation of existing supplies, which is augmentation and reallocation. Lots of those things looked at in the last plan.
I got a question.
Sure.
Under the cost of water column, you've got some that's got two numbers.
Yes.
Can you explain that?
I should have had my asterisk there. Yes. So the first number includes debt service. So that includes when they are paying back interest.
Okay.
As opposed to the second number is when they are no longer paying interest.
Thank you.
And some chloride control projects and quote unquote other, which is where brush control and restructuring contracts and a couple of other, and brackish groundwater is listed under other there as well. So that's the 121 that is all of the things that have ever been considered. And so we'll, you know, march through those, determine if those should stay on the list. Oh, sorry. And some miscellaneous, you know, addition of infrastructure to get water that somebody maybe already has rights for, already has storage for. It just needs to get to the right place, rehabilitation, purchase, and a couple of regional projects that don't fit in anything else. So I flew through all of that, and it's 121. And so even if I hadn't flown through it, I don't know that you would have remembered all of them. But we've got the public comment specific to the aquifer recharge. We are obviously, you know, here to, we're not going to walk out and not have any additional input. Happy to take the any suggestions you have, any removals you have, and you know, this is not going to be a finalist anyway. So Tony,
and remember, part of the process that you just approved is, as we're engaging with all of these wholesale water providers and water user groups, as they're identifying, if there's new strategies that they're identifying, that's already part of our process to add to this. This is our list of potentially feasible strategies, our preliminary list as we've identified today, looking backwards. And so it has the opportunity to evolve. And that's obviously additions, removals, things of that nature, where as we're evaluating them, some may come on and others, like these infeasible ones, may go away.
Oh, yes, I did not mention, you know, those six that are potentially still potentially infeasible, where we're going to talk to those folks. Those are all still on this. And so that those may be changed, you know, and be restarted or taken off completely.
So this 121 is the evaluation list that you can look at every one of those.
We will look at every one of those, and then in our discussions with all the stakeholders, add any that they want us to add and look at. But that is the initial list.
Okay. All right.
We
would like input. Again, it doesn't, I don't believe it has to be a formal action, but your input in terms of if this preliminary list at least looks like a good start or a starting point, that we could then work from this for the next part of Heather's presentation, which is to develop a scope and a budget for evaluating the potentially feasible strategies or a subset thereof.
I think it's a great list to start from.
It's been scrubbed a little bit in the past years.
Correct.
Right. So I think Dale's saying the list looks good to him. You'll prepare a budget and under the natural agreement as it goes. Will we look at that in January?
Yes. So the idea is that in January, we'll come with a scrubbed list. And again, it's still going to be even evolving from then as we're engaging with folks on strategies. But we'll come with a scrubbed list in January for your approval to your recommendation to the planning group. And we will also come in January with a scope and budget for your consideration. And based on your input in January, you can either recommend that one or tell us what we need to change or revise. We'll make those revisions and bring it to the planning group in February and say, this is what the scope of what a work committee saw. Here's the recommended revisions that they requested. We've made those revisions, and it's up for the planning group's consideration in February.
Yeah, and for that meeting in January, it won't be me just going slide, figure it out. You'll see right. It beforehand.
Right.
Kind of a sidebar, back here on the list, and you see the estimated cost for some of these. Uh-huh. Is doing all that estimate of cost, would that be a criteria that makes them feasible?
I think so.
Absolutely. So
if they've done an engineering, what if?
Oh, yeah. Cost of goods? Yes. So several things here. These costs, these are to give you a point of information. I believe they're $2018 dollars that were used in the 21 plan. So it's just a snapshot in time. When we are doing the you know, implementing the process, taking these strategies, part of that is to take the Water Development Board's unified costing model and develop cost estimates, I believe, on $2023 that we'll have for every single strategy that will certainly be one of the factors as part of our process of evaluating what's the most cost-effective solution, that we'll have updated dollars on those. And the unified costing model allows for when folks, Waco, Williamson County, everybody in Williamson County, and others that have performed their own cost analyses already, we will take their dollar estimates, which are also much more rigorously defined, and we'll incorporate those in our estimates. We might need to update them to $2023 just for apples to apples comparison, but that's the costing portion of the process that we'll be going through when we give you the scope and budget. Part of that scope and budget is doing the costing. And so that's where the updated dollars will come from. So absolutely, yes, we'll be updating that for information.
Okay, so if they have an estimate by their name, they may have done an estimate themselves, or they're using your universal costing model.
Exactly. Where they have estimates themselves, we will utilize their estimates and perhaps update them to $2023. Otherwise, we have a generic unified costing model that the Water Development Board provides that allows us, we're talking with them, to incorporate that information.
Yeah, I think we do need to know where they've done feasible numbers, because that's more of a commitment than you just filling in their block.
We will flag every one of those
and
note them. Absolutely.
All right.
That's what we've been talking about. So